Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Dwayne Sand, President and CEO of North Star Water.
How exactly does the water industry work, just in very, you know, elementary terms? I mean, people probably don't even realize that is an industry, or do people think it is an industry, I guess?
Well, clearly everybody who knows, who reads newspapers, I would imagine, and watches TV at a minimum knows that the oil industry uses a lot of fresh water for fracking. That's how the shale plays in America. Obviously, especially the Bakken, are developed with fracturing of the shale and the resulting oil and gas that come up from 10,000 feet below. Over the, you know, it's been a huge evolution of the water business, so to speak. In the early days, starting in 2009 and 10, you know, usually oil companies without any infrastructure, water infrastructure, would truck. And we know those stories. There were thousands and thousands more trucks in North Dakota just 5 years ago than there are now. And that was primarily how water got delivered to oil pads, back when there was only one oil well per oil pad. And, you know, these days, after 5 years of sustained growth before the big downturn, myself included, we've built, you know, there's been hundreds of miles of fresh water pipe put in the ground that come from all different sources, primarily Lakes Kakawea and Missouri River, Little Missouri River, Yellowstone River, and some large, you know, inland lakes in North Dakota. And they go to distribution centers called CDP, Central Delivery Points, and from there they're smaller pipelines or trucks or long leaflet hoses, which is something that hasn't been in North Dakota for 3 years. You know, miles and miles of this 8 and 10 inch and sometimes 12 inch largely rubber fiber mix hose that lays flat when empty, which can pump up to 40 to 50 to 60 barrels per minute, is set up between CDPs and oil pads. And that takes a tremendous amount of investment. So there's been an industry, a business that started up to support oil companies in fracking. And it's, you know, the more and more wells that are fracked lately, largely since 2014, when oil wells would use about 80 to 90,000 barrels per well for fracking, typically nowadays, there's none that are really, very few that are under 200 or 250,000 barrels. And that's because the oil industry has found out that, excuse me, the more fresh water they use, the more oil they get.
You have an industry established. You've been doing it for a while. And I wanted to ask you about the water, Western Area Water Supply Authority, WAS. That got created over the last, I don't know, whatever it was, 5-6 years. Did that have any impact on your business? I was talking to a gentleman that it did. And so is that the same with yours, since you're in the same industry as WAS is?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Jason, and that's why I'm so glad you're doing this interview and getting the word out. This story of the Western Area Water Supply is probably the biggest story of government intrusion into private business since the state of North Dakota created the Bank of North Dakota, the only state-owned bank in America, or the Mill and Elevator, state-owned Mill and Elevator, the only one of that, again, that's in the country. The state of North Dakota in 2011, the legislature spent literally tens and tens of millions of dollars creating another political subdivision called the Western Area Water Supply Authority. And the intent was good at first. It was to bring, the stated goal was to bring water to rural North Dakotans. That's a great and noble goal. And, you know, there's a lot of farmers and ranchers, even today, who still don't have water, a reliable source of non-well water, from a central location like like the Western Area Water Supply would provide me. And it's the same that's been created out in eastern North Dakota for years and years and years, and to include the Southwest Water District out of Dickinson, which has been supplying water for 20 years to farmers and ranchers all around southwestern North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dwayne Sand, President and CEO of North Star Water, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now, I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of the wintertime city clouds. Oh, man.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.